Loku kwenzakale ngesikhathi lumemetheka udlakela emasingo lapho umkhokheli webandla le-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ebhodabhoda kulesi sabelo ekhuluma loZulu. Ibandla leli lethule umbiko enkundleni yokuxhumana ye-Twitter othi kuthunjwe abanye babo egudu abatshaywe ngabacatshangelwa ukuba ngabalandeli be-ZANU-PF lapho uChamisa akade lo mhlangano lezakhamizi. Isikhulumeli samapholisa u-Senior Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthi akulambiko oveza ukuba kuthunjwe u-Arnold Batirayi lo-Admire Mfamba egudu. Kusanda kwenzakala phose okufanayo eNamwana Gold Point leBikita lapho uChamisa avinje khona ngabasekeli bebandla elibusayo. Omele ibandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Patrick Shinamasa uvumile emhlanganweni ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba ukuba abasekeli bebandla elibusayo bavimbe uChamisa ukuba akhulume labo ngenxa yokuba ibandla leMDC Alliance bathi lalethela eZimbabwe izijezo zenotho. Ekhuluma ngesehlakalo esenzakele namhlanje umsekeli wesikhulumeli seMDC Alliance umnumzana Felix Mafa uthe ibandla leZANU-PF liyesaba uChamisa ngoba uthandwa ngabantu.
We, the MDC Alliance and the Progressive World and Civic Society,
njenge-MDC Alliance siyasola okwenziwe yiZANU-PF labantu bayo babhidliza isekelo ngokuqhubeka besenza udlakela esabelweni seMasvingo.
Umafa uthi ibandla leZANU-PF kalisoze liphumelele kulokhu ngoba uZulu weZimbabwe uyamethemba uChamisa njalo nguye yedwa ozalungisa ukuhlupha abantu.
We are not surprised by this naked violation of the constitution.
Akusimangalisi lokhu abakwenzayo ngoba vele ngumkhuba weZANU-PF. Singakhumbula bake bazama ukubulala ubaba uNkomo ukukhethwa luka-1980 khonale eMasvingo.
Dr. Joshua Nkomo.
Kodwa umnumzana Mabutho Moyo umsekeli wehlangothi lwabatsha olubona ngomsebenzi kubandla leZANU-PF uthi akuladlakela eZimbabwe.
Hayi, vele lokho kujwayelekile njalo bekuvele kulindelwe ukuthi abantu be-MDC bazafuna ukuzama ukwenza amaqhinga wonke azabonakalisa ilizwe leZimbabwe njengelizwe elilomsindo elingelakuthula. Bayakwenza vele sonke isikhathi nxa sesilanda usuku lwe-anti-sanctions. Bayakwazi ukuthi kulomuntu we-United Nations obuyayo njalo abafuna ukuthi benze ngani vele Zimbabwe kulobudlwangudlwangu.
Engcwethi kwezombusazwe unkosazana Patience Sibanda okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute uthi eleZimbabwe seliphakathi kwesikhathi esinzima ngoba sekulungiselelwa ukhetho oluza kwenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2023.
Already kule viki sesibonile ukuthi sisiya phambili kuzabe kumenjani. Singathi nje sisuka kuma-2018 election kwase wacaca ukuthi ama-political parties ayenza njani. iZANU-PF siyibona ngodlame.
Loba ebhekane nodlakela uChamisa uqhubekela phambili ngemihlangano yakhe eMasvingo lapho axoxa khona labantu ngokumele kwenziwe ngesikhathi sokhetho. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiwumlondolozi Ndlovu.